toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. We go right back into your phone calls here. You can take control, bring up anything. Jim is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live to kick off hour number two. Hello, Jim.
Taking my call. I appreciate it. How you doing tonight?
Just what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I'm a children's rights and father's rights advocate. I belong to two not-for-profit organizations. One's nationwide, and the other one's locally based in New Jersey. August of last year, August 20th to be exact, I was taken from my home without a warrant by New Jersey State Police detectives who are assigned to guard judges that are part of Homeland Security. I was taken to a place called Underwood Memorial Hospital in Woodbury, where they took blood without a warrant. And in the process of taking blood from me, because I put up a struggle, I said, what you're doing is illegal. You don't have a warrant. You're violating my liberties. In the process, I had my lung collapsed, my shoulder dislocated, and was literally choked out in a judo hold.
Police or by security at the hospital?
By Gloucester County Sheriff Officer, two detectives with Homeland Security, two West Deptford Police Departments, and two orderlies from the hospital in the emergency room.
Didn't want your blood taken, did you?
Well, I didn't want my blood taken, but this was on a Friday this happened. I was due to have a big protest rally in front of the family court building on Monday, so it was just a little auspicious. And they produced an affidavit against me and produced it to the hospital. It was from a unidentified person. They blacked out the person's name and information, and they blacked out the person's signature, among other things, which therefore is an illegal document. So really what they did is labeled me crazy, denied me my privilege of having to face my accuser or bail or get an attorney. It was a frightening experience.
No kidding.
Anytime the government can take you from your home without a warrant, come into your home is frightening. I mean,
how did they get into your home again?
They got the key from the management complex and said they needed to get into my home. They did not produce a warrant.
I hope you moved out of there as soon as possible.
I sure did. In fact, I spent about 15 days hospitalized before I had to go before a judge for a commitment hearing. And I since fled the county. I live basically in a basement of a home.
How did you get out? I mean, you went in front of this man in the robe. How did that get you out?
Unfortunately, what happened, to be committed, you have to face certain criteria. You have to be a threat to yourself or others. Or another criteria is you have to have done extensive property damage. Well, after this incident at the hospital, I barricaded the hospital floor after, like, the 10th day I was in there. They had doped me up so bad on medicine. They gave me something called Haldol and another medicine, which swelled my throat, closed my throat. I couldn't breathe. My tongue was swollen. I went into cardiac arrest. And upon getting revived, one of the doctors said, I guess you won't protest anymore. And at that point, I was so terrified. I literally sealed off my room for like 4 hours, broke the plumbing, flooded the hospital. And based upon that and nothing else, I was then transferred. But the second commitment hearing I went to, which was like 5 days or 7 days later, I was out.
Even after barricading yourself and breaking the plumbing in the hospital, they still let you out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
did they charge you for it, like dollar wise, charge you for anything?
No, believe it or not, no. But I was very upset over the loss of liberty. I was very upset over getting doped and drugged. And, it's just amazing to me.
Yeah, the involuntary commitment laws out there are pretty scary. I mean, there are a lot of them that really just literally allow people to call the so-called authorities on another human being and say, I think this person is crazy and they need to be taken away.
It turned out it was a court employee and was trying to deter me from doing a protest. You know, I had been protesting quite loud in front of this courthouse for a period of 2 months.
Yeah, you recognize your voice. I feel like you've called in the past to talk about your court. Your court protest.
Probably like 8 months ago, maybe 9 months ago, I might have called. Correct.
Huh. So you got out. You are okay now, but you're kind of hiding.
I'm terrified of the government at this point. I'm terrified. I mean, you know, basically the president of the one non-for-profit organization showed up with some members, and he said this is like communist Russia, where they take a political prisoner and they put him in an asylum and label him, you know.
Okay, so you belong to these two non-profit organizations, and I assume that there are other members. So, you know, we've talked about several times, every time I think that I've ever listened to or been on Free Talk Live, about the importance of community, and it's the reason why so many of us moved to New Hampshire, so that we can have like-minded individuals around us, so that we can go ahead and act with as much freedom as possible and act out our civil disobedience, knowing that there are other people around us that have our back. Do you have a group of people or friends?
Like,
I have a group of people. The non-for-profit organizations are very supportive. I mean, they got the ACLU involved and different things of that nature. You know, but it's really hard to fight the government. I mean, they have so much leeway. I mean, it's frightening. I mean, literally, I went into cardiac arrest from the medicines they gave me. And when I came to, they said, we didn't have to revive you. You know that. I guess you won't be protesting anymore. And it's shocking to me. I mean, this is like, I love this country, you know. I love this country, and what's happening in this country is absolute tyranny.
What part do you love? I always wonder about this, because I kind of feel the same way, but I don't understand. So maybe you can articulate better than I.
The people are good people. It's just the government is becoming very abusive. The people in the government are becoming very, I don't know if they're paranoid.
Not what don't you like. What do you love?
He said the people are good people.
The people are good people. The people, Americans, generally speaking, are good people.
Non-government people, you're saying.
I think that's true everywhere. I think that people are generally good. And I thank you for the call tonight, Jim. Best of luck out there. And, I agree with Michelle's suggestion that if you love the ideas of liberty, you should get together with other people that are like that. And it doesn't seem like New Jersey is a real bastion of freedom. But, so get together with other like-minded people and make an effort to change things. Because I agree with Jim, fighting the government alone is impossible.
It's scary.
It's impossible. But people around the world are good people. You can see that because mostly people are peaceful. They interact with one another on a peaceful basis. They trade. They help each other.
Sure, it's in everyone's best interest.
To be good.
Yes.
Yeah. But the problem comes in when you give good people power, or when good people take power and they use power over others. Even if their intentions are good, their reactions or the results of what they've done, that is grabbing power, becomes evil, because people who are given power are corrupted. We've talked about scientific studies that have shown this to be the case.
Unfortunately,
people,
power tends to corrupt.
Yeah, you take regular people who are good normally and give them power over others, and then they become do-gooders with violence behind them. Oh, well, I can mold society in the way I want now.
It's in everyone's best interest that they do what I say.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like the food pyramid taken to the next level, where somebody is not just making recommendations to you, but they're cracking down, and they're putting you in a hospital, and they're arresting you, and they're fining you, and they're threatening you and your family if you don't do what it is they say. All of the people who are in these positions of power will tell you that they think they're doing what's right. They think that almost all of them will say this, that they that they believe that what they're doing is good. Oh, well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. I mean, there are all kinds of excuses as to why it is that even if they can see the people that are being harmed, like the war on drugs, for instance, where millions of people every single year are arrested, put into cages, families broken up, lives destroyed, jobs lost, careers ruined. You can see the fallout and the detritus that is left behind from this war on drugs, the destroyed lives. But people can tell themselves a story that are involved in this, the enforcers, for instance, the people that support them, the politicians. They can tell themselves a story. Well, they're better off now than they were before because they're not on drugs. Drugs are bad. Or, you know, this is what we need for society. It's the good of society. The good of society outweighs the good of the minority or the good of the few. And so there are all kinds of, you know, pragmatic excuses. Utilitarianism. 800-259-9231. Justification for the violence and the evil that is supposedly, actually in their minds, good. But it's not to our perspective. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam. freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of 308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything coming up. Police and firefighters look on as a man drowns, and they make excuses to why they don't do anything about it. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. But first, Michael is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael, with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello there. Michael, in California.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
I recently got a $1,000 traffic ticket.
Whoa. God, what the hell were you doing?
Were you naked?
No, it's actually, I slid off the road. It was icy. I slid off the road into a ditch. Nobody witnessed it.
They get icy roads in California? I guess there's a northern. Is that Northern California?
No, I'm in Tahoe, actually.
Hey, I'm from Squaw Valley.
Okay. So.
It's a small area. Tahoe's a small area.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So where were you when you slid off the road?
I was on Kingsbury.
Oh, wow.
No one knows who that is. So you slid off the road, and then what?
So the cop showed up, you know, I got towed out and everything, and I got a ticket for not having registration, not having my license on me, and negligent driving.
Hmm. And all of those charges combined was $1,000 in fines?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. I don't know why it was so steep. But
no registration, not having a license, and negligence. That's what it was.
Yes.
It all seems pretty minor to me. I agree with you. That seems outrageous.
I mean, they're going to consider it pretty serious, not having a license and, what was it, no registration for the vehicle? So did the vehicle have plates on it?
No, it didn't.
Hmm. Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, I was just watching your videos on your traffic ticket in New Hampshire, and I was, I want to fight it, but I really don't know how. I don't know where to find information, so I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
Well, for one thing, at $1,000, I might be talking to a lawyer at that point. It's up to you. You can go check it out. My second thing I would do is buy jurisdictionary.com. I'd probably buy that anyway, whether I had a lawyer or not, just so that you know the processes and things like that. Jurisdictionary will teach you how, you know, all the different segments of the court case and how to move the court and all that kind of thing. So you should know that.
So I guess the good news is, even if you do get found guilty, and you will likely, because most people are in these cases, even if you do get found guilty, they can't suspend your license because you don't have one?
No, I do have one, but I just didn't have it on me.
Well, then how can they give you a ticket for not having a license if you have a license?
Just because it wasn't present on my person.
I guess they take that pretty seriously in California, because in a lot of places, if you get that charge, you can go into the court later and show the license and have that one expunged. That's not the case out there?
I'm hoping so. I haven't gone to court yet, but I'm hoping so.
When did this happen?
This happened the end of March.
The end of March, okay. So the court date is coming up here this summer?
Yeah, it'll be at the end of this month.
Got it.
When I moved from Park City to Tahoe City, I had a home in both places, and my car had a Park City plates on it, and I was told I received a ticket for not having a California registered vehicle, and I went to court to make the point that my car was from Park City, Utah, and it was most likely going back there. And the DA argued that I was trying to get out of paying, and that by his reasoning, Utah must have less expensive registration fees, and therefore I was trying to get out of paying my fair share. And I showed that the registration fees for my vehicle in Park City were $700, and they were $300 in California, so his reasoning was incorrect. Mm-hmm. I was fingerprinted for that. I'd never heard of getting fingerprinted for a misdemeanor, a traffic violation.
I guess they're fingerprinting more people for more reasons.
Right.
They just like to have the information.
Yeah, just
I brought up the Constitution, though, because I had just read Michael Badnarik's book at the time, and I was told by the judge in Taos City that I wasn't allowed to discuss the Constitution in court.
Yeah, they basically told me the same thing yesterday when I went to court for a traffic ticket. I don't want to, you know, this isn't the time to be discussing the Constitution.
Yeah, that figures. That tends to be how they do things. Now, what are your expectations here? Because I think you need to have realistic ones. So what are your expectations?
I would like to get it expunged, but I've done all kinds of research about, you know, sovereignty and maritime court law and everything like that. And there's just a lot of information out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of just absolute bunk out there. A lot of theories. A lot of people promoting plans and ideas that they themselves have not actually tried. I was in a conversation the other night with some new movers, relatively new movers here to New Hampshire, and they are still of this particular mindset of, well, you know, if you just say the right things in court, that everything's going to be okay. And there is no set of magic words, there's no set of instructions that I have found or seen anybody try that has guaranteed anything. Mark, you went into the speeding ticket trial the other day. You tried the same techniques that worked for another guy.
I watched the video.
Right,
watched it happen.
Right, another guy was found not guilty after asking certain questions, having certain things being thrown out. You had a few objections sustained. It looked like things were kind of on the right track, but the judge ended up finding you guilty anyways. So it just there's no consistency between
justice
courts.
Justice is not blind.
Yeah, there's no consistency, no ability to hold them accountable, of course, if they do something besides what you're expecting. And so, really, I don't have a recommendation for you, man. You're in California. They're going to put you up against a wall, dude.
Yeah. If I'm taking it to court, the first thing, like, the only recommendation I've got is jurisdictionary.com, but it isn't going to give you some magic plan like sovereignty does.
No, jurisdictionary just teaches you how the court system works.
Right.
It's not going to give you a magic set of words that'll get you out of anything. So you walk in.
There isn't a magic set of words that gets you out of anything.
You walk into court with jurisdictionary, you're going to know how the court system works, but if your court system is based on the government statutes, and the government statutes say that all persons should have a government license, and you didn't at the time, and all persons should have a registered vehicle, and you didn't, I mean, you're going to be found guilty. So in that case, then you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do? Because odds are good you'll be found guilty, so what are you going to do then?
Well, I've also been reading this stuff about, you know, they use the word persons, like, and that constitutes us as a corporation.
Well, the government has different definitions for the term person. It's a legal term, and corporations are persons according to the government, but also flesh and blood humans are persons according to the government as well. So you can get in there with you know, your legal terminology and think that you can get somewhere, and you'll end up likely crashing and burning. I mean, there is no real answer. There's no easy solution to this. I'll bring you back because I want to continue to discuss some of the possibilities here with you. 800-259-9231. What to do about traffic tickets? Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. spring, everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. You've got a smartphone. You can access m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. M as in mobile. freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. You learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We continue here. Michael is in California with $1,000 worth of various different traffic charges that he's facing, going to court at some point this summer over it. Now, Michael, how familiar are you with the California court system, traffic courts, et cetera?
I'm really not very familiar at all.
This is another problem with not having a community of people in the area that you can touch base with. Because, Mark, you had recommended Jurisdictionary. And Jurisdictionary is good because it gives you a general overview of how
it teaches you how to use the court system.
The system works, but it doesn't have necessarily
specific
all the specific
states.
The ins and outs of all the different court systems around the country, like, you know, what's a Class A misdemeanor in this state versus another state, and what happens when you go to court, because a lot of places you have what they call court costs, where simply for going to court, you get charged more money. Do you happen to know if that's the case in California?
Not that I know.
Doesn't sound like it. So you're going, basically, you're going into this blind, not really knowing. You've read all kinds of theories online about how to approach going to court, which, of course, are very generalized, and they don't have necessarily to do with California. And that's okay. I mean, reading something is better than reading nothing. But on the other hand, if you don't know what to expect, you don't know what you're going into, you could end up in a situation, and maybe somebody else who's in California could call tonight and maybe provide you more specific advice. But you may end up in a situation where you've got $1,000 in fines right now, but then after the guilty finding comes in, you've got $1,300 in fines.
Sure could happen.
You know, $1,000 in fines plus $300 or $400 in court costs. So that's something that you might want to weigh as well, depending on what your answer is to the question I asked earlier, and that is, well, presuming you're found guilty, presuming that whatever tactic you decide to end up taking, and there are different ones to choose, but presuming your tactic fails and the man in the robe finds you guilty, what will you do?
Will you pay the fine?
That's the ultimate, really is the ultimate question.
Yeah, I guess I really don't have a choice. But
yeah, you can go
fine.
To jail.
Well, I don't know if that's a choice in California. What happens, because we know that in New Hampshire, you can go to jail for $50 off your fine. But do they offer that in every state? Huh?
Per day.
Per day, $50 per day off the fine. So do they offer that in every state? I doubt it. And if not, is it different in that it's more in California or less or not available at all or what? Or, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to tell you. I would say that certainly a lawyer is going to cost you money, so I don't know if you want to go that route. That doesn't seem to make much sense to me.
$1,000 fine. I mean, you're almost in the realm of criminal at that point.
But how much is a lawyer going to cost?
Attorney fees.
I would call him and ask him.
$300 an hour, then you're already.
It depends on many. There's many traffic court attorneys out there that'll do it for $200.
Okay, but what will they do? Go in and negotiate?
I guess you'd have to ask them.
Okay, yeah. Right. Sure.
The jail thing seems kind of ridiculous, though.
What do you mean?
That means what? Then the taxpayers are paying my ticket?
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Are you reasoning? Are you trying to reason with us about how the government works?
Well, wait a minute. Okay, if you're going to object to going to, hold on. If you're going to object to going to jail because you're concerned about the taxpayers, then you should just pay the fine.
Yeah, no,
because the taxpayers are paying for the court. So it sounds like you've got a lot of thinking to do on this, and I thank you for the call. I wish you the best of luck at 800-259-9231. You don't know what the options are if you get found guilty. So like up here, I could tell you, New Hampshire options are you do a public service or a community service. Usually the man in the robe cannot allow, he can disallow
unless
that.
Dale.
That's it, right. There's a chance that he could say, no, I'm not going to let you do that. You can pay the fine. You can, in some cases, be allowed to pay the fine to a charity. I've been allowed to do that twice, but Dale has been told no, he can't do that.
Yeah, in my case, with the ticket, I offered to pay more than the fine to a charity during the pretrial section. Yep, I offered to do that. And the prosecutor/police officer that gave me the ticket, it's the same guy, he said no. But then when I was found guilty, I was given the option of doing community service, 8 hours of community service at a local not-for-profit. I mean, what kind of sense does this make? I could have given a not-for-profit $100.
So you can either pay it, you can go to jail at $50 a day, you can maybe pay to a charity, you can maybe do community service. At least we know what the options are because we've had a bunch of different people go through this. We've had people in the Liberty community be aggressed against in various different ways to where those of us who have been paying attention, and there's a lot of people who will come out and support you here in New Hampshire, if you love freedom, that is, and when you're going to court. So yeah, it was yesterday we went to the courthouse in Newport, which is about an hour drive away from Keene, and we had two carloads full of people going up there at 7:45 in the morning.
Filming, so, making a bit of a scene. And
also, they had extra bailiffs for this, and so they could have avoided all of this extra expense for the taxpayer if they would have just
dropped the charge.
Yeah, let me give them $100 to some local charity. Nope.
The argument that people use, you know, repetitively about how what we here in New Hampshire doing or other civil disobedience activists do is that we are causing such a burden on the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot seem to ever find a good argument to debate with them or bring them to the point of reasoning that, in fact, it is not my fault that the taxpayer is having to pay for these things.
That's tough because it really you have to somehow get that person who's seeing the consequences of what's happening on the outside to go into the root of the problem, which is the government's violence and the existence of taxes in the first place. But someone who's making an objection like that may not be the most persuadable on that point.
Yeah. Usually, you can get them to agree that the governmental system, as you know, at least in the area that you're talking about, is broken. They will agree with you for that. And then at that point, the best thing that I found is you do not improve a system by continuing to prop it up. Mm. You do not make a drug addict better by giving them more heroin.
It's pretty good.
That's the best argument that I've got.
So what would you guys do if you were in Michael's case in California with his $1,000 in tickets?
I would do the same thing I did when I was in Florida. Move to New Hampshire.
I'd go to jail. But wait, would you pay? I'd absolutely go to jail there because they're so...
If you can pay it off in jail?
Yes. Just fine, send me to jail. I'm not going to pay it. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Come and get me and go to jail. Because in California, the state has issued an across-the-board thing saying, we can't afford to keep these people in jail. Get rid of them.
That much is true. That was recently in the news.
I would use it to like beat them at their own game at this point.
But not all, just as Ian said, not all states will give you the option of going to jail.
He specified
without,
California.
But he doesn't have a license to even suspend at this point.
Well, that's true. But
driving without a license.
No, he has a license. He didn't have it with him.
Oh, that's right.
Even if he didn't have a license, it could still suspend his so-called driving privileges. So that may be another possible fallout here, is that his license would be suspended, or if he didn't have the license, he may still not be allowed to get a license because his so-called privileges would be suspended.
Okay,
well, then he's got a bicycle around.
Well, he would have to get caught, not driving without this license.
And he's gotten caught once.
Yeah, and he didn't sound like he was older, and there's
because
nothing that
he
a cop hates
the road
more than a 20-year-old male behind the wheel of a car. Mm-hmm. Cops hate that. You're driving around being 20, they hate that crap. Mm-hmm. You could be 20 in black, and that
would
really
make
them
angry. Do you know that you can't drive in Manhattan unless you're 21?
Wow, that's interesting.
Aziza committed some civil disobedience driving in Manhattan.
Wow. Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. If you were in his shoes, what would you do? 1-800-259-9231. If you had $1,000 in tickets and you didn't have anybody to back you up and you're not in New Hampshire, what do you do? I think I agree with you, Mark. Just do what it takes to make it go away and start planning to move to New Hampshire, if you love liberty, that is. If you don't, you can stay out of New Hampshire.
Goodbye.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com, where you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more great radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only chat, or the Amp Only forum rather, and Amp Only podcast. Go get the details, get signed up, get the perks, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Any major credit card through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard, right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about traffic tickets. A guy called in from California. He's got $1,000 worth of traffic tickets and really has no idea what it is he's getting into with the California court system, because he doesn't know anybody else who's done this. And he's online looking around at possible ideas, but he's found all manner of conspiracy theories that surround the court systems, like the gold fringe on the flag. It's maritime law, and all you have to do is utter the right phrase, and they will just throw it all out.
Write your name in lowercase, not all caps.
Yeah, stuff like that. And I've tried some of that stuff, and it doesn't. I've never done the yellow fringe thing, but I've tried some of the caps stuff and some of the conspiracy theories, just to see what happens. And they don't care. They don't care. Maybe it sounds like it makes sense. A lot of it does. When you read through these legal conspiracies, they sound sensible, like, well, point A to point B to point C, okay, this makes sense, it's logical. But the court system isn't based on logic, it's based on the arbitrary whim of men wearing and women wearing robes, who have men and with guns at their disposal, who will put you in a cage at a moment's notice. So you're welcome to share your thoughts as to what you would do in a situation like this with $1,000 in tickets. Let's go to Michael, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Michael.
Hi. Have you ever interviewed Mark A. Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land?
Yeah, absolutely. I like Mark. He's actually somebody that we've met in person. He was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. In fact, his radio show, The No State Project, actually appears on my little internet radio network, LRN.FM. So I work very closely with Mark, and I think that Mark has an interesting approach, and I like his book. I have a copy of it, Adventures in Legal Land. And
I did a variation of his thing during my court trial to show the collusion between the judiciary and the executive, and they overruled me.
Well, Mark Stevens will be the first to tell you that his is not a set of magic words. He has a bunch of questions that he asks with the intent of getting the court to kind of be backed into a corner where they're shown as the violent agency that they actually are, to push them to the point where they will either get violent with you or they will perhaps throw the case out. Or, you know, you get a conviction, and then the idea is you can then appeal on these points of law that Mark's questions would have set you up for. But if you're like me, you don't want to appeal because the appeal costs $180.
Yeah, the appeal's $180. My ticket was $77.
Right. So I think Mark's got some good ideas, and I support people that, you know, try his methods. But as with anything else out there, they're not a panacea.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to form an association which provides insurance that gives people protection based on Mark's methods.
I think you should do that. I absolutely would think that you should do that.
Now, what do you mean by that? I mean, how would that work?
Well, just like any other form of insurance, you just get a bunch of people, every listener to this program signs up for this insurance so that when he goes to traffic court, he's going to be represented by somebody of the quality of Mark A. Stevens, using his...
I agree that it has to be somebody who knows this system, because the best person to implement, from what I've seen, Mark Stevens' approach is Mark Stevens, and everybody else I've heard implement it hasn't done so well, because it requires a certain sort of acting, and timing is extraordinarily
and important. And real innate knowledge and practice.
He's very articulate also, yeah, and well-spoken.
He talks like this. What are you talking about with articulate?
Talk quite like that.
Well,
an interesting idea, though, the idea of having insurance. Or you could even have, like, a ticket insurance where somebody could pay a ticket with an insurance program as well. I suppose that's a possibility, too. But another problem you're going to run into with your plan is, unless the person is a member of the Bar Association, in many states, he or she will not be allowed to represent you in any way, shape, or form.
And they have to be a member in that state also.
Yeah, but we can get around all of these problems by founding a non-profit law school based around Mark Stevens' methods. We can train lawyers in his methods. We
Wait,
can
why
raise
does it have
money.
To be not non-profit, out of curiosity?
Well, it just throws the mud back.
In order to be non-profit, officially, you have to get permission from the government in order to do that.
Okay, well, let's not worry about that too much. If we don't get the 501...
Don't you worry about the details.
Look, if we don't get the 501(c), we'll make that our next case.
But then you want to put people through lawyer school, so that's usually a pretty expensive thing to do,
No.
Then you still have to pass the bar exam in order to get into their little club. I mean, it's not an easy process you're talking about here.
No, I'm not saying that. I want to put lawyers through Mark A. Stevens' school.
Ah, I see what you mean.
So that lawyers who already have their bar admittance can go in and learn his
method. The problem with
that,
though, and Mark will tell you this, the problem with that idea would be that the lawyers would be putting their bar license at risk by doing Mark Stevens' approach. The reason why Mark Stevens can do what he does is because he's not a lawyer, and he is able to go in and ask these questions. And I don't know if that'll work in all states. He can go represent people in some cases because of certain state rules that allow that. Like here in New Hampshire, if I don't have a misdemeanor or something like that, I could represent you, Mark, if the man in the robe allows me to. So in some states, there's some more flexibility with that. But if a lawyer walks in with a Mark Stevens approach and starts asking questions about the legitimacy of the court system, he's in violation of his primary oath. A lawyer's primary oath is to the court. The lawyer is an officer of the court. In fact, when you go in and you are representing another person, even as a non-lawyer, you have to swear an oath of allegiance to the court in order to do that. You have to swear an oath that you'll follow the court rules. So, for instance, recently one of our friends was in this situation. He was in jail. And JJ, who's on our show on Thursday nights, stepped up to be the legal representation for this person as that kind of regular man lawyer that we're talking about here that's possible in New Hampshire. And he had to swear in, stand up and swear in front of the court. And that meant that when they said all rise, JJ had to stand up. Whereas the rest of us, we stay seated. JJ had agreed to be a court officer while he was representing this person, and so he had to do exactly what he was told. When he went up front to talk to the man in the robe took him to task for not being dressed well enough for court. Mm-hmm. I mean, so
he'd be in contempt for that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Let me throw in two other names here. F. Lee Bailey, for the man out in California, wrote a book. I can't remember the title now. But he goes into the whole racket of the California traffic court system. He tells how he went through it. He tells how it is a persecution process, how they target specifically.
We agree with you about the violence and the tyranny of the state and of the court system. And I think we also agree with you that the idea of a mutual aid society where you have this insurance policy is also a great idea. I personally disagree with the idea with what you initially said is, we all have to do this. Personally, I think that when people want to step up as individuals and they have a great idea, other people, if it's really that great of an idea, other people will get on board with it, and that's part of a free market society. And so I like that. So if you want to do this,
okay,
send me some information. Oh. I might be interested in your insurance.
Okay, you let me mention one name, but the second name is James Stewart. And he's a former front page editor for Wall Street Journal who's now written a book. He's a lawyer. He's written a book called Tangled Webs and How False Statements Are Undermining America. And he goes into the lying of police and the lying of prosecutors and the lying of lawyers and the lying of everybody involved in it. And how it is never prosecuted, almost never prosecuted, and how that lack of prosecution
has
virtually
prosecuted.
Perjury in court is almost never prosecuted, and how that lack of prosecution has virtually destroyed our legal system.
Well, there are a lot of problems. There's no doubt about that. And Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, the court system is screwed up. It is, you know, it may be the best in the world, but that's not saying much. It's like saying you have the best form of cancer. And I like his idea of a mutual aid society surrounding the courts. Around here, I don't think it would work very well because people don't have any money. That's another problem. A lot of the activists that have moved here at this point, you know, they're not business owners. They're easily able to move because they can pull up their lives. They don't have a whole lot of roots tying them down.
There are a few wealthy movers, but
few and far between. I mean, we're going to see more coming. We're going to see more families and more business owners down the line because it takes those people longer to wrap up their affairs and get up here. So money's an issue as well. We're coming up. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.